Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Good. We're quite busy.
I can imagine so. When will the H1N1 vaccine be available in Wisconsin?
Well, the way the H1N1 vaccine will work is we will begin placing orders for both public health departments, public providers, as well as private health care providers on September 30th. Actually, the federal government has set up a procedure and a process where they place the orders with us, and then we send it through to the federal government, and then the distributors and manufacturers will ship directly to them. So that will begin on September 30th, and imagine it'll take about a week or so before we actually begin to see the vaccine in Wisconsin. So hopefully, around early to mid-October is still what we're shooting for.
Early October, that's when someone can roll up their sleeve and expect to get a shot.
They can, and to kind of again back up a little bit, really what's going to happen is the way the CDC has set up the recommendations is they want to make sure that we begin with the healthcare workforce and really some target populations. And the reason you start with certainly the healthcare workforce is they are starting to already see more people that are coming into their clinics, their emergency rooms, and you want to make sure that they're protected so that they can help see you as a patient and help take care of you. There's other some priority groups, particularly infants, pregnant women, a host of individuals that we've obviously you've heard about in the press. And that's just to make sure that those individuals who actually are going to be more susceptible to the disease itself or complications get the protection they need. So there'll be some initial doses that will go to those priority groups, but again, what will eventually happen is that they're going to continue to produce the vaccine, and eventually there'll be enough vaccine for the entire population for anyone who wants to get it.
Any telling when the rest of us will be able to get a dose?
You know, that's going to be difficult to tell. It's really going to depend on how quickly they can continue to manufacture it. I think that we're going to really be seeing that as we move into the fall and winter, they're going to continue that production. Obviously, we all want to make sure that people are protected as soon as possible, and having the vaccine is certainly one way to do it. In the meantime, a couple of things that we really urge people to do is get your seasonal influenza vaccine. That's available now. We will have both types of influenza circulating, so you want to make sure you get that protection, and that is already people are already going out and getting their flu mist and their shots for seasonal influenza. And then to get the H1N1 vaccine as it becomes available, contact your local health department, your regular physician, perhaps your pharmacy, look for community clinics to get those shots as we do that. And also what's really going to be critical against both flus is to follow those, you know, coughing into your sleeve or a tissue. You don't want to be coughing into your hand because when we all touch surfaces, that's how we spread the germs. So making sure you wash hands, use antibacterial gel, wipe down at work and at home those frequently touched places, you know, phones, doorknobs, handles, desks, keyboards, just to really help not only give you some extra protection against it, but just not only for you, but for those around you.
Stephanie Markey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Terry.